Wood sprite? I guessed, glancing over at Zeff. Zeff's pointed ears perked forward and his nostrils flared as he sniffed at the air like a hound on the hunt.
I'm not so sure. This smells older.
The tip of his lion-like tail flicked back and forth as he prowled along beside me.
Definitely has a woodland twang to it, though.
I plucked a single brass bullet from the black leather belt slung low over my hips, peering at it in the dark to make sure it was the one I wanted. The one engraved with fire spell work. In one smooth, fluid motion, I opened the revolver's cylinder, slid the round into place, and snapped it closed again with a jerk of my hand and a satisfying click.
It's incredibly sexy when you do that, you know.
I didn't have to see Zeff's face to know he was grinning deviously, showing both of his pointed incisors. That husky, chuckling tone was impossible to mistake, and it sent a little tickle of excited heat up my spine. We're supposed to be working, you know.
Oh, you are, believe me, he purred, working on me in every way imaginable.
Please don't make me listen to this again, you guys.
Freddy's voice crackled despairingly over my earpiece.
I have to transcribe all of our unSEALY case reports and submit them to Eldrick later so he can present them to the rest of the SEALY court. If you guys keep going on and on, you know who he'll blame.
Zeff perked up.
You mean Eldrick has to read all of this?
Freddy huffed.
Yeah. That's what I just said.
Out loud?
I flicked him a glance of warning that he either didn't notice or intentionally ignored. For his sake, I decided he just didn't see it.
I, Eldrick Dorohi, am a completely useless, self-absorbed moron.
Zeff began, mimicking Eldrick's somber voice as he straightened and gave a regal flourish of his hands.
I have a stick rammed so far up my frigid ass. I'm practically a living popsicle.
Zeff,
Freddy protested nervously.
Come on, that's really not...
He wasn't listening, too deep into his creative monologue to notice.
I will probably die a virgin, because all forms of physical intimacy terrify me and threaten my fragile ego and crappy attempt at a sophisticated bad boy image. Not to mention, it might wrinkle my sweater, which looks like something I mugged off an old man at a nursing home.
Whirling to face me, he gave an exaggerated bow.
And despite being the new king of the fairy court, I have an incredibly small di-
While his head was bowed low, I seized one of his horns and yanked him hard enough to make my ridiculous fairy boyfriend stumble. He flapped his wings, staggering to get his balance again.
Seriously, stop it. We're supposed to be professionals. This is a high-profile case.
Zeff laughed and touched the tiny receiver tucked into his own pointed ear.
Fine, fine. You guys are no fun at all. You know that?